a Jewish journal article, Naturalize. The naturalist is an observer of nature, making him conserver of everything that grows and does no harm, thus giving him a buzz from observing the performance of what most naturally occurs, and therefore in complete conformance of what rarely ever errs to all of nature's laws conforming naturally, meanwhile performing naturalized in Britain as a child. The nature by which I'm beguiled is the state called Torah I observe with a poetic eye. Its citizen, whose verse and prose my ID's shorter than my nose, prove I'm a member of a nation I joined without naturalization, and now, binationally a Mary Ken, loyal to two nations, very. Abigail Green writes about a wealthy Tunisian Jew who became stateless in Belonging to No Nation, LRB. The 2nd of March 23, reviewing the Shemama case, Contesting Citizenship Across the Modern Mediterranean by Jessica M. Marglin, writes. Nissim Shemama, a Tunisian Jew, became an Italian count and fast-tracked his way to citizenship by royal decree. But he was also a refugee who fled his country of origin in a moment of political crisis, never to return, and lived for the rest of his life in Western Europe, without learning to speak a language other than Arabic. After his death in 1873, the civil court of Livorno declared him stateless, a cosmopolitan, who did not belong to any nation, and thus did not have, nor could he have, any national law. This verdict would have shocked Shemama, who was still bound to Tunisia by ties of family, ambition and financial obligation, but had taken great care to establish a new legal identity. If he had died poor, his citizenship would have been an irrelevance. The verdict mattered because he was so rich that it took nearly 4 years to establish an inventory of his estate, which turned out to be worth nearly 28 million francs, making him among the very richest people in Europe. Despite this, he died, to use Theresa May's phrase, a citizen of nowhere, and his estate, as Jessica Marglin details in this absorbing micro-history, became the subject of celebrated lawsuits. Shemama was born in the Hara, the old Jewish quarter of Tunis. His family were influential but unremarkable. He started out under the patronage of a prominent local figure, Mahmoud ibn Iyad, as a tax farmer. Over time, more and more of the Tunisian state's finances fell into the hands of Ibn Iyad's family. Shemama then came to the attention of Ahmad Bey, the ruler of Tunisia, who eventually made him tax collector for the entire country and later receiver general. He began to acquire monopolies on the export of wood, lime, salt, charcoal and olives, and in time became rich enough to lend money to the government. The 19th century may have been the European century, a bold new age of industrialization, globalization and empire, but it was still possible for a North African Jew to become one of the wealthiest men in the world. When Shemama was making his fortune, Tunisia was on the path to financial ruin. Because this was the European century, countries like Tunisia were under pressure to modernize, in order to compete internationally and maintain their independence. But modernity did not come cheap, and the money Tunisia needed came from Europe, in the form of costly international loans, negotiated by bankers in Paris and London on terms that became ever more profitable as the Tunisian state finances grew more disordered. The result, as in Egypt, was bankruptcy. Tunisia was peculiarly vulnerable because it was not quite a state, but a semi-autonomous province of the Ottoman Empire, which disputed the government's right to contract international loans at all. So when the Tunisian Prime Minister Mustafa Kasnadar set out to borrow money in Europe, he failed to attract established continental houses and had to do business with an Arabiste. Nissim Shemama reminded me of my family who came to England before the Second World War as stateless refugees in 1939. Whereas Nissim Shemama failed to become naturalized by Italy or France, our family became naturalized by Britain after war. Unlike the naturalist described in the first verse of this poem, when my family became naturalized, we were all observers less of nature than of Halakha, the Jewish law, whose observance is supposed to be based on a Jew's second nature. Gershon Hepner is a poet who has written over 25,000 poems on subjects ranging from music to literature, politics to Torah. He grew up in England and moved to Los Angeles in 1976. Using his varied interests and experiences, he has authored dozens of papers in medical and academic journals, and authored Legal Friction, Law, Narrative, and Identity Politics in Biblical Israel. He can be reached at gershonhepner@gmail.com.